Good morning to everybody. We're grateful for your presence on the line this morning, and we pray that this will kind of be the seedbed for you to have a fertile day, a fertile week, even a fertile life. Pray that God will strengthen, encourage, and affirm you in your walk with him. Let's begin. Watchman Nee, who was a Chinese theologian, he tells a story about a Chinese Christian who owned a small piece of land where he grew rice. His field was next to the land of his communist neighbor who also grew rice. The Christian pumped water each day into his rice field using a leg-operated pump that makes it appear as if he's on a bicycle. Every day after the Christian pumps water into his field, the communists would come out, remove some boards that separated their properties, then allowed for the water to drain out of his field, out of his neighbor's field, into his own field. This continued day after day, and finally the Christian prayed, "Lord, if this keeps going on, I'm going to lose all my rice, and maybe even my field. I've got a family to care for. What can I do?" In answer to his request, the Lord put a thought on his mind. So the next morning, he got up early, removed the boards that kept water from his yard, and he started pumping water into the field of his communist neighbor. Then he replaced the boards and pumped water into his own field. In a few weeks, both fields of rice were doing well, and the communist was converted to Christianity. Now, you guys know that I can be very transparent, almost to a fault. And I must confess that when I read this illustration, I continued looking for another one. You know, something that was a little bit less challenging, but this illustration continued to flash into my mind, which for me is usually a sign of the Spirit's leadership. The love your enemy saying of Jesus is one that we have a hard time with. And to be honest with you, if you're like me, you hope that God will give you a pass on that particular scripture when you get to heaven. Out of all the things that God wants us to do, this by far is one of the most difficult scriptures in all of the Bible. And it just goes against every fiber of our natural instincts. And preachers don't help us much with this issue, because how many sermons have you heard preached on loving your enemy? Yeah, I don't think I've preached one. Loving your neighbor, cool, I got this. But loving your enemy, God, that's a big ask. But there should come a time in each Christian's life where we enter a state of maturity, where we're willing to say, "Lord, if this is what you want me to do, then yeah, I'll do it. But if I'm going to do it, God, you're going to have to help me." And I can imagine God just smiling and saying, "Yeah, what else is new?" Dealing with those scriptures, particularly those hard scriptures, they're not easy, even for mature Christians. But God is calling us to be faithful in all things. We're not robots that God programs us to do his will. We have the gift of choice, where even after we have chosen to follow Christ, we can still choose our course of action. So, how then do we deal with those hard scriptures that calls for great sacrifice on our part? The answer is simple, but yet very challenging. Here it is. Love. The Bible tells us to love God with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and strength. Why? Because it's only when we love God in this fashion that we truly honor God. Jesus told his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And whatever God commands or instructs is always for his glory and for the advancement of his kingdom. When God asks us to do something that's hard, our obedience gives God great joy and greater glory. Just imagine the glory that God received when this Christian's neighbor, who was a communist, who are usually atheists, came to know God and gave his life to him. That was truly a miracle. You know, we all have a little Jonah in us, and that makes it hard to forgive some and to serve others, but we really need to work on that. So let's do this. I want you to think of that one person that you just don't like. You know, the person that you have this strong dislike for that's bordering on hate. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to start praying for that person. And if the opportunity presents itself for you to help them, I want you to do it. Do it not because you love them. Do it because you love God. For it is only when we truly love God that it becomes easier to love and serve everyone. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, you have met us this morning with a great challenge. We must confess, O God, that it's a very hard and difficult challenge, but we want to first of all come and express our love, our honor of you, and how we are grateful for salvation. I guess what you're trying to do with us, God, is to make us more like you. And there comes a time, God, in all of our lives when you challenge us toward that end. We pray, O God, as we go through this day, that we will be reminded of this lesson and understand that we can't always use the excuse that this is just the way we are, because disallows us from becoming your servants that give you glory. Please, God, help us to love as you love and to serve as you serve. To get over, God, this mentality that you have just come to bless us and there is nothing else that we ought to do for you. But God, we thank you for the blessings you give. We thank you for the life, the love, the joy, and the many challenges you deliver us from, the evils that abound in the world, that you protect us from healing us to delivering us from our enemies, seen and unseen. So thank you, God, for all that you do for us. But help us, O God, to understand that we also are saved and called and remain on this earth to serve you. So thank you for this message. We pray, O God, that we will be a blessing to your kingdom, that somehow in our lives we will do whatever we can to help others to see and know you. Do it for us today. Start us on this journey and help us, God, to truly become witnesses that give you glory and honor in this life. We ask this all in the wonderful name of Jesus, who loved us so that he gave his life for us. Thank you. Amen. All right, my brothers, my sisters, you guys enjoy the rest.